This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
It's time for our weekly news roundup. In this edition, new job numbers and a tough time connecting with unemployment benefits, the John Doe case in the state's Supreme Court, and skiing. News guy Noah Ovshinsky brings us up to date. Noah, welcome back.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Rob, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Now, let's touch base on a story we've been watching for a while, this John Doe investigation, or investigations. Some news from the state Supreme Court on this one.
Yeah, so the Supreme Court agreed this week to hear three cases involving the John Doe investigation. You know, up until now, the investigation really has been in limbo for the last several months. And, you know, this is an indication that they may, in fact, at some point, be some kind of resolution to the John Doe investigation.
All right, give us the story so far and what this John Doe investigation was looking at.
Right. So going back in time just a little bit, the now suspended John Doe investigation was looking into whether there was illegal coordination between the Walker campaign and outside political groups during the recall election. A lower court judge effectively stopped that investigation, saying essentially that there was no evidence of wrongdoing. Since then, there have been challenges in federal court that went nowhere, and the Supreme Court has essentially been sitting on this now for almost a year, and now they've decided to take it up.
Okay. Does that mean they're sitting down today? What's the schedule here?
No. The court is now accepting briefs in the cases, and at some point in the next few months, I would think, we'll schedule a hearing, and a ruling could come as early as the summer.
So what's being challenged? What are they going to be trying to rule on here?
So they've taken up a few challenges as it relates to the John Doe investigation, you know, but a lot of people, journalists, the judge who initially stopped the investigation, court watchers, those kinds of folks say they really hope that the Supreme Court sort of once and for all decides, you know, whether Wisconsin's campaign finance laws are legal in light of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling Citizens United. And in particular, court watchers are looking to see, you know, frankly, from the court, you know, to what extent campaigns can coordinate with outside groups until, you know, disclosure laws and donation caps come into play.
So one perspective, and the one the challengers, I guess, would be hoping for would be to say, okay, Citizens United means that this law that is at the center of this investigation is irrelevant.
Essentially,
is not a legal law as laws go.
Yep.
So the governor and his campaigns have been at the center of all of this. Have we heard from the governor since the Supreme Court made this announcement?
Yeah, he told reporters this week that, you know, he welcomes the Supreme Court's acceptance of the cases. And he says, you know, he hopes it puts the matter to rest once and for all.
And then there's some controversy, I imagine. What are other observers saying about this?
Yeah, there are some legal observers and liberal groups, you know, think that, you know, four justices in the Supreme Court should actually recuse themselves because they've actually received campaign donations from some of the groups that were subjects of the John Doe investigation. No indication that they will, mm-hmm. but that is one element of controversy that comes along with the Supreme Court taking up this issue of the John Doe investigation.
And I've seen in the past recusals on those grounds seem to be few and far between.
Yeah, so exactly.
They may not be holding their breath on that one.
Yeah, I think it would be a surprise mm-hmm. if they were to recuse mm-hmm. themselves.
Well, another story we've been watching a lot, and it doesn't have quite the explosiveness that it has, say, oh, I don't know, during a governor's race, but some new job numbers out for the state.
Yeah, I think it's a way of taking the pulse of our state's mm-hmm. economy, and these are the last job numbers of the year, and they were released this week. And, you know, the numbers show that the state, you know, has an improving employment picture. Wisconsin added a little more than 16,000 private sector jobs in November. That's bringing the state's unemployment rate down to 5.2%. If you look at year-over-year numbers, for example, not just, you know, November's numbers, comparing November to November, the state created roughly 51,000 jobs in that time.
Now, regular listeners to this segment know there are two sets of numbers, the monthlies and the quarterlies. These are monthlies we're talking about, right?
Right. This is the monthly. And these particular numbers are the
okay.
monthly numbers, yep.
Okay. So what kind of jobs do we know are being created here?
Yeah. So there was a strong showing in what is called, in techno terms, the goods producing category. Mm-hmm. In English, that means that the state is essentially seeing growth in construction and manufacturing. And officials with the Walker administration say there has been also some growth in professional business services.
Well, one of the big controversies during election season was, okay, we've got these numbers. How do they compare to the rest of the country? So how do these numbers compare to the rest of the country?
Right. Well, when you compare Wisconsin to other states and other states in the Midwest, frankly, we are still lagging. We are ranked 36. second in the nation in terms of job growth and last in the Midwest. And I'll just mention one more set of numbers. I don't want to bombard you with numbers.
Bombard me.
Yeah, please. I'll give you one more set just to sort of put Wisconsin in context. Job growth in Wisconsin was around 1.5% from June of 2013 to June of this year. Okay? Mm-hmm. 1.5%. The national average is 2.3% in that time.
Okay, so in that measure, too, lagging the national numbers.
Exactly, yeah. You compare 1.5% in Wisconsin to the national average of 2.3%.
Well, a related topic on unemployment. Now, the Legislative Audit Bureau, been in the news a lot lately. They've been auditing like crazy.
Yes, they're auditing everything,
it seems like. And that includes the Department of Workforce Development. So what's the story there this week?
Yeah, and this audit looked, among other things, at the kind of customer service people who were seeking info about unemployment received. And
so I'm like a person. I'm trying to get unemployment. I'm calling or going online. I'm trying to get some help.
Exactly. You're calling the hotline, and they were looking at what kind of service you received. And basically what the Legislative Audit Bureau found was that people applying for unemployment benefits had a really hard time getting through the system. The LAB found that 1.7 million calls were actually dropped.
So why? What are they finding? What's behind that?
Well, among other things, there was a big jump in calls, frankly, the department was ill-equipped to deal with it. You know, normally around 7,500 people call the state's unemployment number each week. Mm-hmm. If you look at last December and January, that number jumped to 93,000. So, frankly, they were overwhelmed.
So this audit, you said, last December and January. So this is looking at the last, I guess, fiscal year.
Yep.
Have we seen a change since then, or do we know?
Yeah. Well, Republican State Representative Samantha Kirkman, who co-chairs the audit committee, says the situation has improved, but there are still some issues, especially with those who have complicated applications. Governor Walker also weighing in. He says the situation has improved. He says DWD Secretary Reggie Newsom told him in the spring that nobody has been dropped in this new fiscal year. And, you know, the governor says changes in staffing and the introduction of an online application has, you know, relieved the pressure on DWD.
So that's from the governor. Democrats weighing in on this?
Yeah. Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca released a statement on the day that the audit was released. And frankly, he accused the Republicans of mismanagement. He says the DWD was, in effect, putting up hurdles for the unemployed.
All right. Well, that'll be another one to watch going forward. Well, let's journey outside of Madison a little bit, outside of the state capital. Some economic news and recreational news from a little bit north of here.
Yeah. So in Wausau, Granite Peak announced, which is the Granite Peak ski area, which is just in the Wausau area, they announced this week that they are going to ask the DNR to lease them an additional 150 acres in the Rib Mountain State Park. The operator there wants to add some more downhill runs and cross-country trails that can also be used in the summer for hiking.
Mm-hmm. And any other parts of that plan?
Yeah, Granite Peak is also looking to build a lodge on land that it already owns.
Okay, and that sounds like possible economic benefit for the area, I guess, would be the argument for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wausau tourism officials, you know, they welcome the announcement. You know, they say it will really help the local economy. Granite Peak says it expects this expansion, or I should say this proposed expansion, to almost double the amount of visits from like 110,000 a year to 200,000 a year. You know, that's a lot more skiers.
Mm-hmm. So this is in a state park. So what's the process there? What happens next?
Right. So there will be public hearings that will deal with the request from Granite Peak. And then the development plan will be submitted to the Natural Resources Board, who will then consider the request to lease Granite Peak the additional acres in the state park.
Well, whether this happens or not, Noah, are you a downhill skiing person?
I was. I used to be. And I keep on threatening to go back out on the hills. But it has not happened yet.
I went up for the first time in the Wausau area just a couple years ago. My limbs, all intact.
Well done.
I went down only the sub-Bunny Hill. my kids were a little more adventurous, but yeah, we all walked away, and that's a good thing.
A very good thing.
Well, Noah, thanks as always.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Rob.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky. He joins us each week at this time to catch us up on the latest in Wisconsin news. And by the way, next Friday, he'll join us for a year-end look at a lot of the big issues, the stories, like that governor race. Remember that? That was this year. All the top stories in Wisconsin politics and news in 2014. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.